Think they can dance to that one? I don't know. We're trying to get our American Bandstand, you know. But our drummers keep exploding. I don't know what you thought. You know? We've had a lot of people ask us during the break, and we just wanted to announce to you that we have signed an agreement with Capitol Records, and just want to tell you a little about it because we're kind of excited about it. The way the deal works is once every 6 weeks or so, they send us an album. We can either keep it or send it back. And then you only have to buy 8 a year, which we're really thrilled about. So thank you for asking. We appreciate your interest. We're going to introduce to you one of our favorite banjo players. And I believe that this man is the finest banjo player in the Tri-County area. Not you, Sam, I wasn't talking about, but you guys are in the top five, but speaking about Mr. Vandal Fleck from Manhattan, New York City. Manhattan, you think somebody gave some coffee or what? We're going to do a tune that happens to be the title song of his latest Rounder release. Bela has his own record contract with Rounder so that he can do his original jazz compositions. And this album features several of those tunes. And the Newgrass Revival was involved in helping him play on it, along with Jerry Douglas and Mark O'Connor and Kenny Malone down in Nashville, Tennessee. And his mom said that she really liked it. We're very happy about that. We do too. And for those of you who haven't seen Bela play before, this song will give you an opportunity to see the amazing things he does on the banjo, all within the realm of good taste, which I think is so important, don't you? Very important in the 80s. Thank you. So here's Bela with his own deviation.